This is Rose Ryan Douglas. Get informed with Larry and John right now and stay informed with the KDKA Afternoon News from 3 to 6 on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
It's 8:42. This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. It's a little intimidating when the animals in the zoo may be as smart as we are.
Oh, you know, I couldn't wait to talk to Eric Keller, who is the aquarist. That means he's at the Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium, and he has been taking care of this great Pacific octopus known as a cephalopod. Eric joins us on KDK. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Just how smart is this thing?
Well, there's been different studies done, and some people say they're about as smart as a house cat. So if you think of a giant snail as being smart as a house cat, that's pretty smart.
All right, let's talk about your little friend, the sea monster. 12 pounds of octopus, and how many tentacles?
She did. She has, usually they have almost 2,000 suction cups.
Suction cups,
okay. Yeah. And I assume they have eight.
Well, it's an octopus, so yeah.
It
has eight legs, right?
It does have eight legs. We call them arms, though.
Arms?
Do you really?
Yeah, they're more like arms. She can grasp and hold things and grab onto things.
Well, what is her dexterity like? I mean, what can she grab and hold onto? Can she actually manipulate things?
Anything. They're very, very, very good at manipulating things. She has all sorts of toys. She can open up puzzles. She can open up cans and bottles and things like that. So that's how I keep her occupied and keep her brain working.
Well, she knows you especially, right?
She does. They will get to learn who their keeper is for the most of the time. She can touch and smell and taste with her suction cup, so she knows who she's touching.
Now she, so you allow her to touch you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's how we kind of build a trust with them, and they will come up, and we can do certain tours and let them see some people, and that's how they get to learn and trust you, is by touching.
Now wait a minute. Doesn't she have venom?
She is venomous. The giant Pacific octopus is mildly venomous, just because they get so large, they don't need that venom to overpower their prey. Smaller octopus could kill a human being. A blue ring octopus from Australia could kill a person.
Now we understand she gets very bored.
She does, and like I said, that's why I try to keep her as mentally stimulated as possible. I give her puzzles in some of the food she would eat in the wild, crabs with hard shells, so she has to work her beak and keep her occupied. I also make ice treats for her.
Wait a minute.
Difficult.
Beak?
Yes.
A beak?
She does. She has a beak like a parrot.
No, wait a minute. How do you know she gets bored?
Well, unfortunately, in some cases, if you don't keep them mentally stimulated, they will literally almost go a little crazy and do some pretty bad things as far as biting off an arm and just getting really frustrated just because they don't have anything to mentally stimulate them.
You mean they'd bite their own arm off?
Unfortunately, yes. That's happened in certain circumstances.
So you have this sea monster. It's got a Mr. Potato Head, bunch of hamster balls and other toys just to keep her busy.
Yep, sure does. And like I said, I try to interact with her every day I'm here, which is 5 days out of the week. My coverage partner also keeps her stimulated when she's covering me for 2 days.
Do you talk to it?
Well, you know, everybody kind of talks to their pets a little bit, so I don't think it's that strange for me to say good morning to her or say hi to her when I open up the lid.
Does she answer?
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
Do they make any sound?
No, they don't make any sound. The only sound they really make is when they kind of come up out of the water. They'll blow some water out of their gills and just make sound with the water. But they're pretty silent animals.
Do you have a name for her?
Well, that's what I call her, is Little Sea Monster. When she came to us in June, she was just under 2 pounds and extremely aggressive, especially for one that small. And I started calling her that, and the name just kind of stuck.
And now does she know it's Valentine's Day, I wonder?
Well, you know what? I could tie that in because she does have three hearts. So that's a little Valentine's kicks there for you.
So does my wife.
Oh, how big is her brain?
Her brain is relatively large for the type of animal that she is, and millions of years ago over the evolutionary process, they kind of traded their shells for brains. So they gave up the safety of a shell and started growing larger and larger brains. And that is how they get away from any predators, and that's how they stalk their prey, is with their brains.
We'll see the sea monster with the 2,000 suction cups, the 12-pound octopus at the PPG Aquarium. Aquist, Eric Keller, thank you. Very interesting.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Hey, Eric, when she starts talking to you, give us a call, okay?
You'll be the first one I call.
All right, appreciate it.